Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be.
Listen anywhere.
Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Let's go! Yeah! For those of you that want to know what we're all about, it's like this, y'all. Come on! 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, and 100% reason to remember the name of my life.
It's time to talk about the high school sports scene in Arizona and beyond. Welcome to the Coach's Corner with the coach, Scott Lovely. We are the first internet sports radio talk show focusing on the high school sports scene. And here's your host, Coach Lovely.
Good afternoon, good evening, Arizona high school sports fans. I am the coach, Scott Lovely, and welcome to today's Coach's Corner. Well, I tell you what, we got a great show lined up for you today. We're going to have a lot of fun. We've got several guests joining us. We're going to talk about things that are going on across the valley right now with Martin Luther King basketball tournament being held, or basketball games being held over at ASU with featuring high schools from around the valley. So we're going to talk to tournament or game director Mark Beasley, and then we're going to talk to two people who made their TV debut today in covering these games over at the ASU campus doing the earlier games today. So we'll talk to two of those two people who were hosting those games on the webcast. If you're interested in following the webcast the rest of the evening, you can go to mesasports.org and tune in to watch Gilbert and Basha, and then Corona and Hamilton play here in a little bit. Right now, the game that's going on is Horizon and Pinnacle. It looks like a pretty good game right now, and unfortunately, there's no scores flashed or no showing the scoreboard, so I don't know what the score is currently because I had to mute it to get ready for the show here. But we're going to be joined by Tournament Director Mark Beasley, and he'll update us on that, and he'll update us also on a couple girls' games that took place earlier this morning and a couple other guys' games that took place earlier this morning. So we've got lots of stuff on tap. Also, today is the first day of Fierce Fitness with fitness coach Justina Kurtz. She's going to join us today at 5:15, so you can listen to her and get some good tips from her. And I guarantee you, man, you want to bring a pen and paper to that conversation, because she's going to give you some awesome stuff to help boost your fitness levels and to get you on track if you're trying to get on track to losing some weight and getting back in shape and being fit. Remember, 2012 is the year of fitness. That's the focus of the Coach's Corner this year. Everybody's got to get in shape. You know, I talked a lot about the government pushing to get the states to drop below 20, I think it was 28% body fat or something, because people are pretty obese, and so there's a whole initiative to get kids lean and active, and also to get the numbers down nationwide. So this is just my little way of trying to contribute to that. So make sure that you tune in and hear the fitness coach Justina Kurth do her Fierce Fitness coaching challenge or coaching segment, and then we're going to talk a little bit about the 90-day challenge that's going to come up in February as well. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and bring on the show Mark Beasley, who is the game director over at ASU right now for the Martin Luther King Day games. So let's go ahead and welcome to the show Mark Beasley.
How you doing, Scott?
Mark, I'm doing great, buddy. It's good that you can get away for a couple minutes. I know you guys got some crazy stuff going on over there right now. I was watching the Pinnacle and Horizon game online. It looks like a great game, man.
Absolutely. It's getting a little top-heavy right now. 67-40, the Pioneers from Pinnacle are exerting their strength over Horizon. But all in all, it's been a good day. We're on I think we're on game number four, so we've got two more after this, and then we'll be good to go. We'll wrap up another MLK basketball classic here at ASU.
So, Mark, let's talk a little bit about the purpose behind you guys putting this together and actually doing this Martin Luther Basketball Classic at ASU. Let's talk about that.
Absolutely. Myself and Dr. Hogan, we were thinking about having an event that did two things. It showcased the best of Arizona high school basketball and at the same time honored the legacy of Dr. King, someone that has been instrumental in everyone's lives, not just African-Americans around the country. And so we wanted to put the two together, and then you mesh the fact that ASU is off of school. They were open to us hosting the event here. There's no school, so it means open parking. So there's a lot of factors that went into this event. And again, we're on our ninth year, and we opened up a site at Grand Canyon this year. We're in our fifth year over at MCC for a junior college one, and we're in our fifth year for the same event down at U of A in Tucson. So I think we're doing pretty well.
Let's talk about your college games that were held this past weekend, because I know you guys had games on Saturday that we talked about briefly last week on the show to get people out there. Let's talk a little bit about how the tournament went or how the games went this Saturday for the junior colleges.
Absolutely. I was out of town, so unfortunately I wasn't able to be there, but I heard for the first two games were very well played. It was Chandler Gilbert versus Eastern Arizona, all the way from Thatcher, Arizona. So the fact that they were able to come down and play was pretty cool. What's really good about that particular thing is I like to bring in the schools from out of the valley. Kind of gives them some shine and some opportunities to showcase them, their program to the people here in the valley. And then our last two games were Mesa, and they played PC. And both the Mesa and the Mesa boys and, the women and the men, they both won their ball games. So again, John Mulhern over there at MCC has really overtaken that and done very well with that particular event. And again, they're under our umbrella. But I'm just so happy. I mean, it's a lot of work, and we had a slight little snag over here at ASU, but things have worked out, and we're getting back on time. So we'll just put it that way.
Okay, so now let's talk a little bit about the earlier games, especially the girls' two games, because I'm going to have Aaron Windler and Ben Buchanan, who covered your first game, Westwood and Desert Mountain. I'm going to have them on the show here in a little bit, and we're going to talk about that game. But let's talk a little bit about the Dobson versus Chandler and the St. Mary's girls versus Windward. Let's talk about those two games. Who ended up coming up on top of the Dobson-Chandler game?
Well, in that first game, Chandler, I'll tell you what, Chandler is a great ball club. I mean, it's the first time I've seen them. And Don Thompson has them going. They beat Mountain View by 21 points on Friday, and they ended up beating Dobson 73-59. Simone Westbrook, I'll tell you what, Coach Butts over at U of A, she got a good one. She decommitted from ASU. She's now going to U of A. She had 28 points, 11 rebounds. I think she just played a terrific game. Desiree Elias also had 20 points for Chandler. And, you know, Dobson didn't play that poorly. They have a new player, 5'8" junior. Her name is Catherine Hamilton. She had 29 points on 13 of 24 from the field, also added 8 boards. And Coach Dumas, he's got a good program over there, but I thought it was a very good game. And our showcase game, I'll tell you what, St. Mary's number one in the country in several publications up against Windward, who was number four or number five in the country, depending on what publication you looked at. But first time I've seen St. Mary's, too. They ended up winning the game 62-48. Definitely represented Arizona well, with the big girl Zero, Chantel, I can't pronounce her last name, but she had 16 points. And then, Courtney Ekmark, coach's daughter for St. Mary's, also had 16. And Windward, you know, they had the 6'7 gal going to Texas. They have a 5'6 point guard that is, gonna go play, obviously, somewhere. She's a sophomore right now, but she's the number one point guard in the class of 2014. They didn't bring their best game, and, you know, Coach Steve Smith, who is the nephew of Cheryl Miller, who used to coach for the Mercury and was actually on the Mercury staff. He even sent me a text message afterwards and said, "Hey, Mark, I'm sorry we didn't play our best game." But, you know, they traveled down here to Arizona for the Nike TOC a couple of weeks ago. They came back to play in this particular game. So I was happy that Windward came out. But St. Mary's definitely showed why they're the number one team in the country.
So now, you know, Mark, how do you get these teams, man? I mean, you put on some pretty awesome events, dude. You you do all this on top of officiating. And by the way, Matt, I promised somebody I was going to give you a little bit of crap because did you hear what I was going to talk to you about?
Yeah, man. I did see the tape. It was definitely anticipation on my end. But yeah, I kicked that call earlier this week and. One of my boys told me that you were going to give me some grief. So go ahead, man. It's all good. I got tough skin.
You know I got nothing but love for you, man. But
I hear you.
When you called that foul, I looked at you. I was like, Mark, he got pinned on the rim. For those of you listening to the show, Mark Beasley is an official here, and at one of our games, made a call when a kid went up for a dunk, got pinned on the rim, and he blew the whistle on one of our guys, and at the time I gave him a little bit of grief, but he kind of tuned me out. So after looking at the tape, you know, we found out that he did miss it, and then I guess he also talked to one of his guys and said, "Yeah, man, that wasn't a foul."
Well, let me put it this way: I always say to the kids, I go, "Hey, when you play a perfect game, I'll call a perfect game."
That's right.
You know, officiating is, you know, you keep working hard at it, and you may miss a couple here and there, but I'm telling you, I'm in the 90% dials. I'm doing my thing. You know what I mean,
Scott? Well, you know what? Here's the thing, and Mark, you know, I think you're a great official, and you do a great job, and, you know, it's one of those things that, as a coach, you want to have fun with the officials and the kids, and, you know, Mark, you make it easy. We have a great relationship, so it's easy to work with you, and I appreciate your efforts.
Oh, you got it, man. Anytime.
So that's why I can give you crap.
About getting people here in town. It's an easy sell. Arizona's a great time to be this time of year, and we have a great event. I think we've earned our reputation across the country, not just the West, across the country, that we put on good events. We do as much as we can for the teams. We kill them with kindness, with our hospitality. We accommodate their every request. And so, again, I think with this event and then our visit Mesa, we do pretty well in terms of bringing out-of-state teams to Arizona.
Now, currently you have the Horizon Pinnacle game going on, and then you've got a couple games coming up tonight that are going to be very good. You've got the Gilbert versus Basha game. That's going to be a great game. Jay Casario has that.
I'm outside and right by the right here by the entry to the arena, and we've got a little line going. Gilbert and Basha are rivals. You know, obviously they're somewhat close in terms of proximity. Basha brings a lot of players. I mean, they've got three kids, 2013 kids that are juniors who are raising the bar in Arizona basketball. And Gilbert, they're a different type of Gilbert team. Goes up and down, press. They want to get some points on the board, so we expect a good game. And then our last game, Corona versus Hamilton, Colleen Robinson on one side for Corona and then Eric Jacobson, on the other side for Hamilton, and both of them being signees of Herb Sendek and Arizona State University. So we expect great things from these last two ball games.
Now, I think that those two games, looking at the two of them, I mean, it's hard to pick which game is going to be a better game. I mean, they're both going to be great games. Basha with Torn and with Jaron and what's the big fella's name who transferred in this
Marie
year?
Kirby.
Kirby. That squad they're dominant. When they really focus, that's a dominant team.
And I'm hearing terrific things. They did very well, played 500 ball at a tournament over in Florida. But the Hopkins kid is really turning a lot of heads, picking up a lot of big-time offers, a 6'4 point guard. And Brad Pinter, he runs a good program over there. I mean, he gets kids wanting to play Basha basketball. He's had a couple transfers come to him. And, I know he's got a lot of heat, but he's doing what he's supposed to in terms of getting that program to another level. And Jay Casario over at Gilbert is no slouch either. You throw in there Sammy Duane at Corona del Sol and then Kevin Hartwig over at Hamilton. So we've got four good programs, four good coaches, and going to represent our event very well in these last two games tonight.
Well, you've got some great games going on over there. If you want to catch these games, you can do so by going to mesasports.org. Follow the games tonight on the webcast. And I want to thank you, Mark, for joining us. And I'm going to let you get back to doing what you do best, buddy.
Okay, man. I hope to see you here after the show.
All right. Have a good one.
Okay. Thanks for your time.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Now, this is what we're going to do right now is we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have Fierce Fitness with the phenomenal fitness coach, Justina Kurth. We'll be back in just a few seconds.
internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Play ball! If you're looking to talk baseball, even in the offseason, look no further than the King's Corner, talking baseball with former World Series champion Jim Leyritz. Jim's known for a rather controversial stance during his show. He's brutally honest and ready to talk with current and former players, owners, and other key figures to bring you baseball from an insider's view. You won't want to miss a single episode. The King's Corner, Talking Baseball with Jim Leyritz is heard every Friday at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
This Is It Sports is an engaging talk program that includes you, the experts, and sports, all moderated by Coach Carl Hargrave. We'll talk about what's going on in the general sports world,
collegiate and professional.
Take a look at youth-oriented sports, athletic development and sportsmanship, faith, and where it has its place in sports, along with a lively discussion with Coach Carl every week. Tune in to This Is It Sports with Coach Carl Hargrave every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach Scott Lovely, and right now we're going to break away to our new segment that's going to be on the show every week this time. It is the Fierce Fitness with the phenomenal fitness coach, Justina Kurth. We're going to go ahead and tee that off and welcome Justina to the show for her first live show.
Thank you. I think you just like getting all the F in there, all the F, Fierce Fitness, females. So I am happy to be back again this week, and I hope everybody's having a really good holiday if you're off. But as this is our first show together, I just really kind of wanted to start you off on the new year with some information that might be helpful to those of you who have made New Year's resolutions and may still kind of be up in the air about what you're supposed to do to get healthy, lose weight, get in shape, all of those good things that you probably started your New Year's resolution with, like 90% of the rest of the population. So you might want to write some of this down, and there'll be things that we build on throughout the weeks and months together. So if there's something that you missed, remember that we'll probably always kind of come back and refresh on it next time. But so those of you that have a goal of weight loss. Maybe you just are not quite at the ideal weight that you'd like to be. Maybe you were a couple years ago. Maybe you were in high school. Maybe when you were playing a little more sports. It's a good idea to try to find something that you can stick with, something that's realistic. Try not to overdo yourself in the first couple weeks. Try to make sure that you pick something that you can really stick with over a longer period of time. So making realistic choices with your exercise patterns and your exercise choices. So things that you can do on a weekly basis and a monthly basis and probably throughout the year. So another good idea is to make sure that you have some kind of accountability. All of us set goals for ourselves, but if we don't share those with other people and have like a workout buddy or somebody that you can be accountable to, whether maybe it's your buddy at work or your significant other, even your kids will help you to stay accountable. So trying to find people that are going to make you stick to your goals even when you really don't want to. After the first couple weeks, you start to lose the steam and you want to have somebody to kind of push you along and try to remind you of why it was that you had those goals in the first place. So definitely setting your goals to be realistic and then trying to find somebody or some way so you can remain accountable to those goals. That's a really important thing, the accountability. So hopefully some of these segments will help you stay accountable every week. If you're not checking in with anybody else, you can check back in with us. Another really important thing to remember when you are setting goals is that you're doing something that can actually be measured. So if your goal is just to be healthy, there's really no way to measure that other than based on how you feel. So really try to make sure it's something that you can chart your progress, because if not, you're going to get discouraged. So really try to think of things that you can measure, things that are tangible, something that you can set a variable. So maybe if you are working with a fitness coach such as myself, that you can have them do either measurements or maybe body fat testing or some kind of fitness assessment to maybe test your cardiovascular fitness or maybe your strength or something like that, so that you can really kind of come back to that after a couple weeks or maybe a month and see what your you know, your progress is, see what you're attaining. Sometimes the weight loss factor isn't just enough. So if your goal is to lose weight, then maybe you're accountable to the scale or to the tape measure. And if your goal is to just be healthier, maybe it's, you know, your menu choices or whatever the case may be. So again, finding realistic goals, some way to be accountable, and then some way to measure and chart your progress so that you don't get discouraged along the way. I know we had talked about some of that with Coach Scott before, trying to make sure that you have some accountability, like in your previous 90-day challenge that you did. I'm sure you experienced some of those things, right?
Yeah, we did pictures and measurements, and so it did help.
Yeah, it totally does. And that's another thing is after you've got your goal and then you have some way to be accountable and then some way to measure your results, it's always a good thing next to find something that's keeping you motivated, because I'm not going to lie, it's one of the hardest things to stick with, because everybody who's ever tried to stick with a fitness program knows sometimes it gets a little hard to stay motivated. So it's definitely a good idea to find something that keeps you motivated, even if it's pictures of yourself from a better time or pictures of somebody from a magazine or whatever. It's a good idea to maybe tear those out, put them on the mirror, put them in the pantry so when you get hungry you can see those. But that is a really good way to stay motivated, is looking at pictures so you have a visual goal.
One of the big things for me was just not having the food in the house at all.
Yeah, just get it out of there. Remove your temptation. That would be the next one. So after you have your motivational things, definitely remove the temptation. Don't make it harder on yourself. Just get that stuff out of there. Clean it out. You know, don't even have it around, so that when it's snack time, you don't have any bad choices available to you. That will help a lot. All of those things together will definitely add up very quickly after the first couple weeks, and it will start to be easier. It won't be so hard after the first couple weeks, and all of those things added together are going to be the foundation for all the things that we have coming up next.
And next, you know, and then I know that we're wrapping up now, but, you know, in the future, she's going to talk a little bit about fast foods, because, you know, in today's society, with everybody on the go so much, we always have to stop and grab something to eat. And, you know, that's not good. That's not helping helping you with your goals.
Yeah.
And then we're going to talk about that.
I did go ahead and do some research for all of us out there, and next week we will talk about that, calories in versus calories out, and the things that we're eating, and maybe better choices for those of you who are always on the go, and kind of put it in perspective for you.
Yep. All right. Well, hey, you know what? I know you got to go teach a class. You're running to go do that.
I'm going to go work out right now.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot, Justina. And that was Fierce Fitness with the phenomenal fitness coach, Justina Kurth. And we're going to go ahead and cut her loose. Thank you. And we'll have her back on again next week. If you have questions, make sure you send them in to hsportstalk@yahoo.com, or you can send them to Justina. Just go to justinakurth.com and connect with her on any of the other available things for her. She's got Facebook like crazy. She's got Twitter. She's got emails. You can follow her and connect with her and ask questions, and she'll address some of the concerns that you have. Also, she's available for Skype training. She's available for all kinds of things. And Justina's awesome. So we're going to have her on every week, and she'll have her little five-minute segment with you guys to give you some tips and help you move from there. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to go back to MLK stuff, and we're going to talk. As a matter of fact, one of the things I want to point out is at the end of today's show, or actually after the next break, I believe it is, we're going to run Dr. Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech uninterrupted, so that I believe that that message continues or needs to continue to be spread, and everybody needs to hear it. So from after the next break, we'll just go ahead and start running his I Have a Dream speech in my annual tradition, and you get a chance to listen to that. Now, what we're going to do right now is we're going to bring on two guests, two very good friends of mine. One, Aaron Wendler, who is the former head coach of Chaparral High School. We're going to bring him on. Also, his former assistant head coach, Ben Buchanan, who today did their first live broadcast of a basketball game together, covering the Westwood and Desert Mountain basketball game. I want to welcome to the show Coach Aaron Wendler.
Hey, how you doing, Scott?
Hey, buddy, I'm doing great. I'm glad you could join us. Also, I'm going to welcome now to the show Ben Buchanan.
What's up, lovely?
Hey, how you doing, Ben?
Doing well, doing well. How are you doing?
Good. I'm doing great. Welcome to the show, man. Now, let's get right to it. Aaron, you guys, today, you guys got to cover the Westwood Desert Mountain game. Now, it's a different feeling being behind the camera or in front of the camera as opposed to being in that first chair, isn't it, buddy?
Yeah, Yeah, I thought I was going to be a little bit more nervous than I was. Honestly, I think it's a little bit easier than being on the sideline. A little less stress, and thinking about what Coach Fazio and Coach Wilson were going to be doing, at halftime, and how they were going to prepare their strategies for the second half, and Ben and I did not have to do that, so that was a little bit of pressure off for us. So I enjoyed it.
So wait. So you didn't have to do all that?
That I didn't have to do all of the strategy and some of that,
Come on, man. I know you well enough to know that you were strategizing.
Well, I do, sometimes it's nice to just take the back seat and let other people do it. So I enjoyed that aspect of it.
Well, good. Now, did you let's talk about that game a little bit. Because back and forth, I know you know Desert Mountain very well, having played in the conference with them, and I'm sure you did your homework on Westwood. Let's talk a little bit about, first off, the preparation for doing that type of game.
Well, I did a few different things. I talked to both coaches. Ben and I both went and saw Mesa Westwood play on Friday night against McClintock. I've seen Desert Mountain play 3 or 4 times already this year. I have been to a couple of Desert Mountains practices. So, and then, Max Preps is a wonderful tool. But the best thing for me was to talk to the coaches to get an idea of what their personnel was, what their strengths and weaknesses are. And then it was just a matter of, calling the action and getting familiar with the players. And it's just some prep work that I enjoyed doing. It was good to get to know the both teams a little bit better. And it was good.
So, Ben, let me ask you this question, man. Was it easier working with him on the sidelines, or was it easier working with him as a coach?
It's a pretty good question, Scott. Well, working for Aaron for the last 6 years has been a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. He's taught me a lot. But I got to say, it was a lot easier working with him doing the color commentating, as he wasn't getting down my throat about, a bad call that I made or a bad substitution. Well, him and I, have known each other for 8 years, and we have a great relationship, and I thought we did a really good job today on the other side of it.
All right, so now let's talk a little bit about the game, guys. Desert Mountain got a nice win, 60-47 over Westwood. What was your impression as you left that game about the Desert Mountain team?
Well, I'll let Ben go first, and then I'll sit down.
Well, we know Todd pretty well, and every year he gets his guys to play hard, play within their system, and he gets everything out of his guys. And that was just exactly what happened with him today. He made some second-half adjustments. I thought the pressure that they applied in the third quarter really got to Mason Westwood. They committed some easy turnovers, and that led to some easy buckets. But year in and year out, he's always done a great job. They'll probably make a deep run again this year, and it was actually really, really fun to be on the other side of not coaching against him, actually just calling the game.
He's got a great core of players. He's got 8 seniors, and there's a lot of leadership. There's a lot of experience,
and guys know the roles. And talking to him, the best thing about his team, he loves the chemistry of this team. There are no egos. Guys don't care who's scoring. And the biggest improvement that they've made from the beginning of the season is defensively they're much, much better. And I think that was pretty evident today, especially in the second half when they turned up the pressure.
Now, you know, here's a question I have for you. With the way this whole conference thing is set up now, I mean, you know, this is your first year sitting on the sidelines, not coaching, and watching everything develop, with regions now being gone, with no region tournament, no region champion, just the conference champion, and that's it. What's your take, Aaron, on how this is playing out so far this year?
Well, it's a good question. I asked both Coach Fazio and Coach Wilson. I got a really good, what I thought was a pretty good answer from Coach Wilson, and I agree in some degree. He said, pick a system and stick with it. He's been at Mesa Westwood for 6 years, and this is the third system that he's had to play under as a coach. And he doesn't mind the sectionals, but if they're going to do the sectionals for the next 25 to 30 years is what he said. In my opinion, I don't like the fact that there are no region champions anymore. You know, you only have one state champion in per division, and to take away that region championship where maybe one of those other teams, you know, has that claim for the year that, yes, may not have won the state title, but we were region champs. I was an all-region player for the, you know, for the players. I think taking that away is difficult. And then when you look at how the sectionals were divided, you've got a lot of really, really good teams that have been really good over the last 5 years, year in and year out, in Section 3 and Section 2. And then you look at Section 1, and there are not that many teams that have been very good over the last 5 years. And so some of those other teams in Section 2 and Section 3 that are probably much better than the teams in Section 1 are not going to make the playoffs. And that's, to me, that's the wrong message. You either put everybody in where everybody gets a chance to play, or we go to a system where the top 24 teams, which is what they're doing now, the top 24 teams get in or play to get in, as opposed to maybe the top 16 get in, but then you got another 8 that probably shouldn't be there.
Yeah, it looks a lot like the BCS system, in my opinion.
It does. I would agree with that.
Yeah, it just doesn't work. And, you know, rumor has it, they're going to be going away from the BCS at the college level. So, you know, it seems like AIA is always a little bit behind. Anyways, okay, so, guys, I want to thank you for joining me. Here's my last question for you, Aaron and Ben. I'll let Ben answer it first. So, Ben, is this going to be your next career?
I was joking with my dad on the way home from the game, I don't know, but I really enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun. I was a little nervous at the beginning of the game, but once the game got going, I kind of found my groove, and I just had a great time with it. And you know, if an opportunity presents itself again, and Mark and Dr. Hogan asked me to do it again, I'll do it in a heartbeat. It was just a lot of fun, and it was really fun to be with my sidekick with Aaron.
All right, cool, Aaron. You.
Yeah, you know, it was a lot of fun. I've got a broadcast journalism background in college. Chose to go behind the camera as opposed to being in front of the camera. And so it was nice to do that. It's something that I would, if I'm not going to be coaching, I would love to do. There just aren't that many opportunities, I think, locally to do those kind of things that we did today. And it's kind of a shame, you know, football gets broadcasted, you know, left and right here in the state of Arizona, and you don't see it with basketball other than the Cox Thursday game. You just don't see it that much. So, like Ben, if there are other opportunities out there, I would love to take advantage. I enjoyed it. I had a really good time today.
Well, hey, guys, I want to thank you for joining me, and congratulations on your first webcast. You know, you got that out of the way, and now maybe there's a new career knocking at the door for you, bro.
All right, we'll see. Thank you very much, Scott.
All right, have a good one. This is the Coach's Corner. I'm the Coach Scott Lovell. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, you're going to be listening to Dr. Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
Ready for in-your-face sports? Want to talk about the topics that nobody else is willing to talk about, either because they're too scared to touch them or just don't think it's the way to go? You're not going to be shy here. Tune in to Here's the Deal with Mega and Steele, featuring Ike Mega Griffin and Sydney Steele Justice. We've got the facts to back up the talk and invite you to join us every Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, just before the weekend on the Voice America Sports Channel. We tell it like it is. Kevin Lewis has been a student of the game his entire life, from Little League to the NFL. Tune in Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on Voice America Sports. Hustling with K. Lewis. It's not where you start, it's how you finish.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
I have the pleasure to present to you Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. 100 years later, the life of the Negro is still sadly crippled by the manacles of segregation and the chains of discrimination. 100 years later, the Negro lives on a lonely island of poverty in the midst of a vast ocean of material prosperity. 100 years later, the Negro is still languished in the corners of American society and finds himself in exile in his own land. And so we've come here today to dramatize a shameful condition. In a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, they were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men, yes, black men as well as white men, would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It is obvious today that America has defaulted on this promissory note insofar as her citizens of color are concerned. Instead of honoring this sacred obligation, America has given the Negro people a bad check, a check which has come back marked insufficient funds. But we refuse to believe that the Bank of Justice is bankrupt. We refuse to believe that there are insufficient funds in the great vaults of opportunity of this nation. And so we've come to cash this check,
yes.
A check that will give us upon demand the riches of freedom,
yes.
And the security of justice.
Yes. Yes.
We have also come to this hallowed spot to remind America of the fierce urgency of now. This is no time to engage in the luxury of cooling off or to take the tranquilizing drug of gradualism. Now is the time to make real the promises of democracy. Now is the time to rise from the dark and desolate valley of segregation to the sunlit path of racial justice. Now is the time to lift our nation from the quicksands of racial injustice to the solid rock of brotherhood. Now is the time to make justice a reality for all of God's children. It would be fatal for the nation to overlook the urgency of the moment. This sweltering summit of the Negro's legitimate discontent will not pass until that is an invigorating autumn of freedom and equality. 1963 is not an end, but a beginning. Those who hope that the Negro needed to blow off steam and will now be content, we'll have a rude awakening if the nation returns to business as usual. There will be neither rest nor tranquility in America until the Negro is granted his citizenship rights. The whirlwinds of revolt will continue to shake the foundations of our nation until the bright day of justice emerges. But that is something that I must say to my people who stand on the warm threshold which leads into the palace of justice. In the process of gaining our rightful place, we must not be guilty of wrongful deeds. Let us not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred. We must fail to conduct our struggle on the high plane of dignity and discipline. We must not allow our creative protest to degenerate into physical violence. Again and again, we must rise to the majestic heights of meeting physical force with soul force. The marvelous new militancy which has engulfed the Negro community must not lead us to a distrust of all white people. For many of our white brothers, as evidenced by their presence here today, have come to realize that their destiny is not ours. They have come to realize that their freedom is inextricably bound to our freedom. We cannot walk alone. As we walk, we must make the pledge that we shall always march ahead. We cannot turn back. There are those who are asking the devotees of civil rights, when will you be satisfied?
Never.
We can never be satisfied as long as the Negro is the victim of the unspeakable horrors of police brutality. We can never be satisfied. As long as our body is heavy with the fatigue of travel, cannot gain lodging in the motels of the highways and the hotels of the city. We cannot be satisfied as long as a Negro in Mississippi cannot vote and a Negro in New York believes he has nothing for which to vote. No. No, we are not satisfied, and we will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream. I am not unmindful that some of you have come here out of great trials and tribulations. Some of you have come fresh from narrow jail cells. Some of you have come from areas where your quest for freedom left you battered by the storms of persecution and staggered by the winds of police brutality. You have been the veterans of creative suffering. Continue to work with the faith that unearned suffering is redemptive. Go back to Mississippi. Go back to Alabama. Go back to South Carolina. Go back to Georgia. Go back to Louisiana. Go back to the slums and ghettos of our northern cities, knowing that somehow this situation can and will be changed. Let us not wallow in the valley of despair. I say to you today, my friends, so even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. Yeah. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with its vicious racists, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day right there in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted. And every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain. And the crooked places will be made straight. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed. And all flesh shall see it together. This is our hope. This is a faith that I go back to the South with. With this faith, we will be able to hew out of the mountain of despair a stone of hope. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into a beautiful symphony of brotherhood. With this faith, we will be able to work together, to pray together, to struggle together, to go to jail together, to stand up for freedom together, knowing that we will be free one day. This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, tears of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. And if America is to be a great nation, this must become true. And so let freedom ring. From the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire, let freedom ring. From the mighty mountains of New York, let freedom ring. From the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania, let freedom ring. From the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado, let freedom ring. From the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from Stone Mountain of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and when this happens, when we allow freedom ring, when we let it ring from every village and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to join hands and sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual, "Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
If you're looking for a radio show about boxing, you usually can't find one until you stop by the Voice America Sports Channel. Tune in to Outside the Ring with former world lightweight champion and U.S. Olympian David Diaz. We'll deliver the knockout punches with our guests as we go inside the minds of today's top fighters. We'll throw in discussion of other sports as well from time to time. Outside the Ring with David Diaz airs every Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neill. He's
tough
at the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left.
To left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
This is the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely, the program that brings the high school sports fans together in Arizona and across the world. To talk to the coach, pick up the phone and call in toll free to 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or drop an email to hssportstalk@yahoo.com. Now, back to the program.
All right, welcome back to the show. Man, that speech, there's nothing you can say to follow it. I'm just going to give you an update over at the Martin Luther King Games over at ASU. Pinnacle defeated Horizon 75-56, and currently Basha is on top of Gilbert 23-15 with 5 minutes left to go in the second quarter. If you didn't get a chance to hear, you can look at those games if you go to mesasports.org. And they're being webcasted live, so you can watch those games online. This is going to be the end of today's show. I'm going to go ahead and kick it to a song I want you to listen to, because I think that it goes real well with what Dr. Martin Luther King said in the speech that we just got through playing. So I'm going to say goodnight to you. This is the Coach's Corner, and remember to leave it better than you found it. I'm going to go ahead and have you listen to this.
game's over for another week. But come on back next Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific, for another discussion about high school sports and more on the Coach's Corner with Scott Lovely on the Voice America Sports Channel.